Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. This is the reading of God's word. Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparation, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing your word. Grant us an ear to hear your word, so that our faith will grow and will be more like your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, through your word, let us see what our Lord has already accomplished for us. And through your word, let us have fellowship with him. And, Father, pour out your grace that your word will be preached correctly and all of us not only hear your word but believe and obey to bring glory and honor to you. We thank you. And we pray that you and you alone will receive all the glory. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As I say to you every time I begin this sermon in the book of Luke, what we're looking at is Jesus Christ accomplishing the kingdom of God. As I said so many times, through what he does and what he teaches, our Lord Jesus Christ is witnessing the reality of heaven and the reality of the citizens of heaven. Verse 38, now as they were traveling along, he entered a village. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. It says, as they were traveling along. As we have seen from chapter 9, verse 51, Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem. It says he entered a village. Well, we also see in John chapter 11, Martha and Mary. In that John chapter 11, it says that they live in a countryside village called Bethany. There it says that Martha has invited Jesus and his disciples to her home. Luke chapter 10, verse 39 and 40. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations. And she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." Martha had a sister, Mary, and Jesus came into their home. But Martha and Mary, they are so different in terms of what they do when Jesus came into their home. Mary is seated at the Lord's feet listening to his word. But Martha is so different. And verse 40 tells us that she is distracted with all her preparations. The word preparations, the Greek word, it means serving. In Luke chapter 8, verse 3, the same word is translated as support. And in chapter 4, verse 39, it is translated as waited. To serve and waited upon. So Martha is so busy serving. And our verse says that she is distracted. Distracted. Cumbered. To draw away. The focus is dispersed. Her mind is dispersed. See, Martha must hear the word of Jesus Christ. Of course, we all need to hear the word of Jesus Christ. But she is too busy to do so. Now, of course, service is important. Jesus is not saying that service is not important in our passage. But what Jesus is saying is that there is something that is more important. Jesus is teaching Martha and the disciples and also us. Through his teaching, we see the true picture of the citizens of heaven. How do they live? Now, this is not saying that Martha is not a true Christian. But there is something that is far more important than what Martha is doing in our passage. Jesus himself teaches us. Verse 41 and 42, but the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things. But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. See, according to Jesus, Martha is bothered about so many things that she is worried. You know, you meet this kind of people. The people like Martha are pretty much displeased with all other people. To them, what the people are and what the people do are all unacceptable. Do you remember what Martha says to Jesus in verse 40? Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. You could see first, Martha is displeased with Jesus. She is thinking to herself, I'm working so hard and Mary is not doing anything, but Jesus is not saying anything to Mary. Not happy with Jesus. But Martha is also displeased with Mary. Actually, she is very angry. The people like Martha always feel that they are the victims. They live with the victim mentality. And we see so many of these people today. And I don't want to get into all that because it's going to make me really excited. Yes. They think that no one understands them. They feel that all have abandoned them and they feel they must do all the work. They feel no one is there to help them, but when the others actually help, then they feel that that person's work is not good enough. They carry so much weight, and that's why they're always tired. Very first thing that it comes out of their mouth every time you see them is, oh, I'm so tired. Well, then rest. Jesus says to Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things. And some of us might feel that Jesus is unreasonable. All Martha was doing is to serve him. And listen carefully to what Jesus says to Martha. Martha, At the end, she actually commands Jesus to do something. They say that they are serving the Lord, but they want all to serve them, even Jesus to serve her. She commands him to do something. Martha says to Jesus, "Tell her to help me." And these people will always judge the others in terms of what they think they are doing well. They are the standard. Not Jesus. Not God. See, it really doesn't matter what you feel. We're not here to please you. You're not here to please me. We are here to please Jesus Christ. So what he feels, what he likes or don't like, does not like, that's what we have to be focused on. See, these people like Martha, using their works to point out the lack in the others. And when I was typing this, I you might misunderstand me that I listen to this kind of music, but I don't. You know, I thought of that song by Blackpink, Blackpink. You know, she said, 내가 제일 잘났다, right? And even in English stations, you could hear that Korean phrase. Martha is saying, Jesus should see my good works. Jesus see what I do, and Jesus should praise me and tell Mary to help me. Martha is so disappointed in Jesus. But these people must examine very carefully to see whether their so-called good works are really flowing from their true love for Jesus Christ. And if it is flowing from true love for Jesus, then they will consider it as their privilege, not as a heavy load in their lives. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here, Jesus calls those who are weary and heavy laden to come to him. Then Jesus says that he will give them rest. But if you read the verses carefully, Jesus actually says them to take his yoke, Jesus' yoke, and learn from him. See, they actually come to Jesus to lay down the yoke, but Jesus says to take up his yoke upon them. And Jesus says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. What is Jesus saying here? Well, since this point is not the main point of today's sermon, we will look at this very briefly. Yoke and burden must flow out of the true love for Jesus Christ. Because if it's not flowing out from your true love for Christ, then it will be a source of your complaining. Even though you're saying you're doing good works for God. Like Martha, oh, she's not helping me. I'm all alone in this. It becomes a complaint. It's like a mother who has a son. And she's all by herself raising this son. And that mother, normally, she would not work two jobs or three jobs. She would not do that. But let's say that son gets really sick. And she, that son, needs a surgery. Now they need money. Money to prepare for the hospital bill. When that happens, you will see that mother working two jobs and three jobs. Why? Because she loves her son. This is what love makes you do. If you love Jesus Christ, and everything that you do flows out from that love, it will never be source of your complaining. You will do it gladly. It's your privilege. See, Martha's complaints, they come from her lack of true love for Christ. Luke chapter 10, verse 42, Jesus says, "But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Jesus says, only one thing is necessary. And Mary has chosen the better choice. What Mary has chosen is way better. Jesus tells us that Mary has done better by just sitting at the Lord's feet and listening to His word. There are so many people that when they want to, you know, be a good Christian, they think that they need to do a lot of stuff out there. And they will complain about people like Mary who wants to just have fellowship with God and study His word. Again, it's not what world says we should be doing. It's all about what Jesus wants from us. I get that kind of complaint about our church. Because our church, what do we do? Absolutely nothing. When it comes to social causes or whatever it might be, we don't do anything. But we have many, many Bible studies that you could come to. And I don't want to say how many because people will not even believe me when I say how many. Studying His word. Mary has done better by just sitting at the Lord's feet and listening to His word. This is the judgment of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what God says to us. Again, I'm not saying serving is not important. But there is something that is more important. The truly important thing is what pleases our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Jesus is not saying that the service is bad, but He is saying that there is one thing that is the most important thing. Martha is too busy. How about you? Are you too busy? Too busy to study and read and hear God's word. Martha is so busy that she just does not have time to listen to God's word. Too busy to have fellowship with Jesus Christ. And And this should not be. I don't care how you think it's so important what you're doing out there, if you're too busy to hear and study and read God's Word, something is wrong. You need to change. We must never forget, Jesus is our portion. He is our inheritance. The Greek word that is translated as the good part, Mary chose the good part, it means the good portion. Psalm 73 verse 25 through 28, whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far away from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. See, God's Word is our good portion. That's what is important. Everything else is secondary. I don't care how much value you want to put in that. It's still secondary. Let me ask you, how about you? I'm sure that there are so many things you must do in your life. Many services and jobs and businesses and studies to do. But question is, when it comes to study and read and hear God's Word, are you so busy that you are distracted? You are bothered by so many things, so you worry. Jesus says to you, you must choose the better portion. Here's studying the God's Word, and here's all the other things you must do. Which one you should choose? See, I pray like that so that everyone will be understand what God is saying here. Oh, Pastor Kim, you don't understand. You say that because you don't do anything. You only work one day a week, only on Sunday. That's why you could say that kind of stuff. No, I'm not saying it. I'm just telling you what Bible says to you. If you don't want to obey God's Word, then what can I do? I cannot force you. But I'm telling you what Bible is saying. God says Mary has chosen the better portion. Like we said before, Jesus is not telling us that all these other works are just useless, we don't have to do anything. No. But what he's saying is there is something that is greater, more important than anything else. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This one says that God gave the manna so that his people might know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Did you hear that? Man lives by the Word of God. We live by the Word of God. You know, if you don't eat, your body's going to suffer. And if you don't eat true manna, the word of Jesus Christ, your spirit will suffer. As simple as that. And if you desire to be a good Christian, you must eat God's word. You must read, you must study, you must memorize, you must meditate upon, and you must hear God's word. And every opportunity for you to do that is provided this church you should attend. I don't beg you to come to the Bible study. Because if you don't come, it's your loss. But I tell you that it is God's desire for you to come to the Bible study. And if you cannot make Wednesday Bible study, let me know. I will arrange another time for you. I will never say no to someone who wants to have Bible study. I once, you know, one guy told me that he could only meet 5 in the morning. So we did. I was at my office 5, and he came up a couple times, and he said, no, I can't do it anymore. Maybe it was just see whether I could, you know, I will keep on doing or not. Because we live by the Word of God. See, God took care of what they need to eat. So He gave manna so that they could focus on God. But these Israelites, they were focused on manna. It's the same thing in the New Testament. Jesus told us not to worry about what to eat, what to wear, what to drink, meaning that He will give those to us so that He will take care of all those things so that we could focus on God. That's what God is saying. And yet your focus is on what He gives rather than God Himself. Jesus will provide everything you need. Maybe not as much as you want, but He will give you what you need. And why does He do that? So that you could focus on God. So that you will not be distracted by what to eat and what to drink and what to wear. That's why He promises to give you all that. Problem is our greed. We're not satisfied with just basic things that we need. We want more. And I'm not saying just you. I'm included. We must not forget about Jesus Christ because we are distracted by this world. We must remember that we do not live by the things of this world, we live by the Word of God. We must read, study, and hear God's Word. Thus, the Bible studies and worship of our church, they are so important. And you might disagree with me, you might argue with me, saying, no, what I do on Wednesday night is more important than Bible study. And you have to ask yourself, is that what Jesus thinks? If Jesus thinks like that, then okay, you're fine. But what if He's not? And our passage clearly tells us that He doesn't. I know life is hard. That's why you need His Word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I must not be too busy when it comes to reading and studying and hearing God's word. And we must teach our kids what is important. You not coming to study the word, what are you teaching your kids? We must teach our kids what is important. We must teach our kids how they must arrange their lives, that when it comes to learning the word of God, that they would not be too busy. Oh, I hear many times the people say that they cannot come to the Bible studies or even worship because they need to do this or do that. Did you ever think that you might want to tell all the others that you cannot go or you cannot meet someone because you have to come to the Bible study? Did you ever think like that? Of course, there are exceptions. But they are just that. They are the exceptions, not the rule. What is your priority? Listen to Jesus Christ. For us, the success of life is not the worldly success. Your life is not about what college you go and how much money you make. God says He will give you all these things. And we should be very happy with whatever He gives. In chapter 12 of Luke, we find in verses 29 through 31, "And do not seek what you will eat and what you will drink, and do not keep worrying. For all these things the nations of the world eagerly seek, but your Father knows that you need these things. But seek His kingdom, and these things will be added unto you." Jesus says to us very clearly, only one thing is necessary. Oh, it sounds so unreasonable. Jesus doesn't know what's happening in our lives. Why? How can He say like that? Only one thing is important, and that is studying His word. He's speaking the truth. You just don't want to believe it. Oh, brothers and sisters, I do pray for you. I pray that you would choose the good portion, the better portion. Every time there's that choice that you have to make, which one? What shall I do? I pray to God that you will choose the good portion. We must have our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. This is to be more like Christ. This is to participate in the life of Christ. He gave all He had, even His life, to save us. And He did this because He loved us. He was never distracted. He was not bothered about so many things. And He never complained. His focus was on us, on loving us, on doing the will of the Father. And His focus was always very, very sharp. We must do the same. We must have our eyes focused on Jesus Christ and loving Him. And to do so, we must be diligent in reading and studying and hearing God's word. Without the work of the Holy Spirit in us by God's word, we cannot live that life that will bring glory and honor to Christ. Even seemingly good things, serving the Lord itself, compared to you studying God's word and hearing God's word, it's not that important to Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, my desire is not just scolding you and scolding myself, how bad we are, just realizing. No, I really, God is my witness that I desire all of us to live that glorifying life, bringing glory and honor to our God. And without God's word, there's no way. I don't care how much effort you put in all these things that you might be doing out there. It's just not going to work. Yes, studying is important. Going to good college is important. But studying God's word is more important. Yes, doing well in the business is important. But studying God's word is more important. We should never be too busy to study God's Word. And when we choose the good portion, Jesus has promised, verse 42, which shall not be taken away from you. It's God's promise. Let us continually choose the good part, good portion. And like Mary of our passage, in many times in our lives, let us be so busy, too busy, learning God's word that we do not have time for any other thing. I pray that our church will be like that. And I see that it's becoming more and more like that. Actually, now Wednesdays, we need more chairs, and I need to remember to go buy more chairs. Let us show the whole world what is important to us. God's word. And brothers and sisters, bother your pastor. Tell your pastor. Demand your pastor to have Bible studies. And of course, I need to go to elders, but why would they say no? Because this is Presbyterian Church. I don't make my own decision. I gotta ask my elders. They need to say yes. But I don't see any reason that they would say no. I really want you to think about our passage today because for most of people, what Martha was doing, it wasn't bad at all. She was serving the Lord. Then what is Jesus really saying to us? Think about this and let us obey. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that your word is clearly written for us that we may know your will. We may know what pleases you. Oh, Father, fill our hearts with that holy desire to do what pleases you, to bring glory and honor to you. We thank you. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.